Jim Anderson, it's an honor to have you here by phone. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, in a word, how crazy is your world right now?
My world is just as crazy as your world and everybody's world. These are pretty unprecedented times we're living in.
Amazing indeed. And now that nasty COVID-19, it's a human nemesis. So what's the biggest threat to your beloved animal kingdom itself now because of a human thing?
There are things that the zoo does every single day of the year, 365 days a year. Foremost there is animal care. I mean, we have 30, 35, 40 people here every day, taking care of the animals, feeding, cleaning, doing everything that the critters need. So COVID-19 or not, that has continued, and I would absolutely thank my awesome crew for being here every day doing that work. Julia, we have 100 year-round full-time people. We have animal care. We have education activities going on. We have a veterinary department that supports all that. Our maintenance department is here taking care of stuff. So that all has continued, you know, regardless of the external conditions. What we do, we have these 1,000 animals at the zoo. We take care of them every day, providing exemplary care, and then we share them with guests. So that's where the coronavirus throws us a little bit of a curve. We can't let any guests in the zoo. We can't host school groups. We can't take our critters out to schools and do the programs that we love to do all around this region of the state. So until those restrictions loosen up, we continue to provide exemplary animal care. We post all kinds of stuff on our website and on the internet to help teachers and stay-at-home parents and the general public. We make plans for a variety of unknown scenarios, and we wait for the guidelines and the conditions to change.
Good for you. Good for everyone, for the whole community for doing this indeed, Jim. Presently, that May 1st deadline is going to be a game changer restriction-wise if that works and the zoo can open. How's that going to direct or redirect your time frames even if the zoo could open?
Julia, today we have a variety of contingency plans. We continue to talk to our colleagues all around the country, 230 zoos and aquariums, all of whom are facing these same conditions in different parts of the country, trying to draft these reopening plans for as yet unknown conditions. You can get out into math pretty quickly. We would like to entertain 600,000 guests this year at the zoo. That is not going to happen. Mm. May 1 or May 2 or 15 or June 1, they're not going to say, okay, let's rock and roll. Social distancing is going to be with us. Hygiene issues in our zoo and every business and organization across the country. A lot of things are fundamentally changing. So we are working on contingency plans that will drop in depending on what the conditions are. The mission of the zoo is to connect kids and animals, strengthen families, and inspire people to care. All three parts of that mission involve people. And on site, we like to do that about 600,000 times a year. In 2020, we will not gain the opportunity to entertain 600,000 people. That just is not going to happen. We will try to prepare to host as many people as we can and comply with the governor's guidelines on social distancing. We don't see those guidelines going away in summer 2020. They may change, they may evolve. But it's going to be a different summer, that's for sure.
And a lot of things are going to be different. We know as we do go forward, and of course, we're happy to still have zoos. We're happy to have all of the animals in our own zoo in good shape. And it sounds like you are doing contingency plan after contingency plan, anything that it's going to take to keep things up and running, even at the reduced rate. Good for you. Is it doable to keep things running knowing that you're just not going to be able to have any kind of a normal year?
The zoo's annual budget is $10 million. That's our annual operating budget. We generate about 80% of that from our guests. So you and the listeners can do the math. If we don't achieve our target level of guests, we don't have as much money to spend. The zoo has operated in a self-sufficient fashion for 55 years. We have worked hard in the good years to create reserves. We have a couple of endowments. It's going to be a tight year. We are revising our 2020 budget right now. We are taking expense reductions where we can. We are projecting some revenues in a variety of different scenarios. Our core work, our animal care, our education efforts, our conservation efforts, we will continue to do those things. The generosity of the community is important. They've helped us before, and we're sure we'll get through this.
Your spirit is remarkable. And of course, that does echo the whole community right here, right now, and we are all in this together, to be sure, Jim. Now, meanwhile, I am kind of curious, if you could channel your inner Dr. Doolittle, do you think the animals know that there's something oddly amiss? It's not fire, it's not weather or anything, but do they know something is wrong?
I don't try to think like a squirrel or a zebra or an alligator, so I can't pretend to speak for them. We actually get that question, Julia, like during the wintertime. Do animals miss guests in the zoo? And we kind of think, to the largest extent, not really. There's a few animals, like the sea lions. When you walk by the sea lion space during the winter, those animals will bob along in the water right beside you because they do appear to be interested in your walking by. So do they miss guests? Maybe. Do they know that there's a world pandemic right now? I kind of doubt that.
That's just as well, too, that they don't have to take on any more burden than they already have.
Right.
Yeah, that's good to know. And folks do want to know. And of course, not having the numbers there would take it still.
Well, you know, some people who are having to shelter in place, their dogs or their cats may be seeing a lot more of them than they're used to. So does dog or cat know something's different? Yeah. Do they know why? No, probably not.
All right. We'll take your expertise there. And speaking of your expertise, Jim, the Fort Wayne Kids Zoo has been your world for over 40 years now. Could you even imagine four decades back then, now?
No. That's your short answer, Julia.
Heartfelt.
I would say that time passes very quickly. I started at the zoo as a sophomore in college as a summer job, and here I am, married, five kids later. I have had the fantastic opportunity to work with a couple hundred different zoo employees every year. 20 or 24 zoo board members every year, a host of donors and friends and members. That whole thing is just kind of this big push that's pushed us through the years. And today, here we are.
What a remarkable journey, to say the least. And in the total shakeup of your world, especially this year at this very time of the year, Jim, you are planning to retire at the end of the season. Now, honestly, can you say that you're glad it wasn't at the end of last season and that you do have till the end of this season to work in this crazy situation that we face now?
A few people have said, gee, what a lousy year to have as your last year at the zoo. I don't look at it at all that way for two reasons. First off, it's not about me. We have a lot of staff people here. We have a community. We have healthcare workers. We have a lot of people out of their jobs. We want to get the zoo open as soon as possible. But we realize there are a lot of other issues going on, and there's certainly a lot of other people besides me. But I will say, I am honored and I am happy to be in this leadership position with the zoo this year because I do think that I'm able to help things out. I'm able to help the zoo through this, help the zoo employees through this, show them the other side, and realize we absolutely will get through this.
Well, we're happy that you're there, Jim. And I will say, certainly, what a year to go out. They're not ever going to forget the year you left.
This will be an unforgettable year, that's for sure.
Indeed. Between now and then, what's the most important thing you can do there, in your mind, as this coronavirus pandemic continues? What's your primary goal here?
Well, we've always juggled a lot of plates at the same time out here, and we've just basically added more plates in the air. We have work to do every day providing animal care and animal welfare. We have education work to do. We have maintenance and veterinary work to do. That stuff has always gone on. It is extremely difficult to plan for a different opening paradigm when we don't know what our restrictions and our conditions are going to be. For example, we think maybe we need to have a time ticketing system so we can limit the number of people inside the zoo. Well, we didn't have one of those before, and we've almost got one now, so we will be ready with that. We've got our daily work. We've got all the contingency planning, and then our organization, like every other, has to pay the bills. So that kind of overlays every other concern. We have to make sure that we get the finances taken care of so we can keep doing what we need to do.
So you're going to be busy, and those are all noble goals. We, of course, wish you all of the luck in these final weeks and months, Jim. And I do wonder, is there a single sweet spot of a memory that will just be forever in your heart for its sweetness?
Our profession is so interesting. we take care of animals, and there is a beauty in that and a responsibility and awesome feelings. But we also get to share those with people. That is really why zoos exist, is to share our animals, share our passions. So my sweet spot can be any day. I just get up from my office, walk out the door, walk through the zoo, and see animals and people learning about animals, and our staff and volunteers sharing their passion with our guests. That's it. That's why we do what we do.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Good for you and for your peaceable kingdom there, too. Jim, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to speak with us, and what a wonderful story you had to share today. Please do stay safe and carry that gift.
Thank you, Julia.